Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I really appreciate you getting up and listening this morning. I think we're going to have a great show. Before we get going, let me wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. All the moms out there, sisters and all that, aunts, grandmothers, and, have a great day. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. Today, I'm happy to have with me on the phone, on the show, we have Dr. Marielle Pettiso. She's the founder of Shaping the Future of Dentistry, who challenges dentists to change in ways that require more than simply acquiring new technical skills. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Pettiso. She is an avid student of leadership development and the use of conversation as core process in large-scale participative change interventions. Her vision, a more aware, inclusive, and sustainable transformation in healthcare led by dentists. She co-produced with Dr. Ian McConaughey, Dentists, Leaders in Health, an audio-visual presentation that can be found on the Canadian Dental Association's website. She practiced for, about 40 years, I believe, and at the end of 2012, after a varied and successful career in general practice, she left clinical dentistry to focus on leadership. Dr. Pettiso, hey, thank you so much for being on my show today.
Thank you, Dr. Kvitko. It's my pleasure to be here today.
Now, I went to the website. I watched this video. It's actually pretty cool. And I think we're going to talk about a lot of the aspects you bring up in that video. You've written a lot of articles in dental publications and about the need for transformation in dentistry. But, before we get to that, let me ask you just a few questions. So, I've been in practice since 1980, and I think you probably practiced, started in, 1973 or 4?
1975.
75, okay. So you got a five-year head start on me. Anyway, so as you know, everything we learned in dental school has changed. In fact, there's not much of what I do today that I learned in dental school. Can you tell me what have been the biggest changes in your mind?
Well, the biggest changes, as you just said, most everything has changed. But what competes for the biggest changes? I would say implants, for sure. When I went to dental school, we didn't have implants at all. And the other thing I think is probably adhesive porcelain restorations, the most beautiful dentistry that can be done today. So for me, those are the most significant changes in dentistry today.
Okay, so the adhesive porcelains would be like porcelain veneers, the bonded CEREC restorations, things like that?
Exactly. When I went to dental school, we didn't have very good adhesives, and it was probably the case when you were in dental school, too. And because of that, and because of the nature of porcelain, it was very difficult to use porcelain by itself. It always had to be fused to gold.
Right.
But today, because we have excellent adhesives and some better porcelains have been developed by brilliant ceramists, we're actually able to bond porcelain directly on teeth and restore teeth to an amazingly beautiful, natural look.
Yeah, it really is cool. It's so nice to be able to do that for folks. What do you think's the least changed?
What has changed the least? That's a good question. Although the handpieces are much better today, they're pretty much the same as what we used in the past.
By the way, for folks listening, we call our drills a handpiece because we think it sounds better. But just in case you didn't know what she was talking about, she's talking about the dental drill.
But perhaps what has changed the least, for me anyways, and that's been my big focus, is the incidence of tooth decay. Dentistry has come a long, long way, and we can do amazingly beautiful fillings and restorations today. But when you look at statistics, especially in a group of 2 to 5 year olds, things have not changed all that much. Tooth decay is still the most prevalent disease of childhood. It's 5 times more prevalent than asthma. And there was a little decline at the end of the 20th century. But right now, if you look at statistics today and compare it to the statistics when I graduated in dental school in the mid-70s, in the age group of 2 to 5 year olds, it's about the same.
Yeah, that's really sad. And in fact, it ticked up a little bit when bottled water came into the marketplace and people forgot or didn't realize that the fluoride had been taken out of the water.
Exactly.
And so the children weren't getting the benefits of the fluoride that they had been getting.
Exactly.
So
I think habits, too. There's habits that have changed over the course of the years, but that is not to do with dentistry. It's more the way we live today and the way we put things in our mouth.
Like what?
I think, for instance, when I was a child, juices and pop were a treat, something you got only on special occasion, like Mother's Days, for instance.
Oh.
but we certainly didn't drink that every day. And over the years, these things have shifted to the point that kids today consume either a drink or drink either pop or fruit juices on a daily basis, and not only every day, but several times a day. And to me, that's a big, big change, and it is a big factor.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, the other day I was watching a commercial, and there was this new drink out. It's one of those, you know, energy or caffeine-filled drinks, and I looked at it, and I said, probably made by Mountain Dew, and guess what? At the end of the commercial, that's what it was. It's some kind of there's two flavors, and they've taken Mountain Dew and made it even worse.
Yeah, put more sugar in it and more caffeine in it.
Yeah, now I don't know about you, but I've decaffeinated myself. I think I did that about 12 to 15 years ago. I just decided it doesn't really change the taste of things all that much for me, especially something like a Pepsi or a Coke. And I'd had heard that caffeine was not very good for our bodies, and I thought, well, if it doesn't change the taste all that much, why have it in there? So I just, you know, I always have decaf tea, decaf coffee, lemonade, water, or if I'm having a soda, it's decaf. And
right,
we realize that that's not what's causing tooth decay, so I don't want to get off the point here. But we put a lot of things in our bodies that we don't need to.
Exactly. Exactly. We need to think twice before we put something in our mouth. We need to start doing that.
Right. Now, I know that children, the most common cause of tooth loss in children is cavities.
Yes.
And decay. The most common cause of tooth loss in adults is periodontal disease. Mm-hmm. Assuming you have any teeth left by the time you become an adult, right?
Well, today, as a rule, we tend to keep more and more teeth than our parents did, for instance.
Right.
Yeah, so that has changed, and people keep their teeth longer now. But you're quite right. Tooth decay is the number one cause of tooth loss in childhood and periodontal disease in adulthood.
Right. Now, I didn't realize it was 5 times more prevalent than asthma, because asthma is pretty prevalent. You see lots of kids having to stay indoors, worrying about hay fever, that's, you know, seasonal allergies. And so that's very prevalent. Now, what also hasn't changed is how we measure oral health, correct?
That's correct, and that worries me. Because if we want to start changing the profile of this disease, which is called caries, it involves a lot more than diagnosing only cavities. Because a cavity is the irreversible change that happens at the very end of that disease process. And so far, when we measure oral health, still today in the 21st century, we're still using a method that's called the MFT. So D stands for decay, M for missing, F for filled, and T is for tooth. So we literally look in people's mouth and we count, or we tally the number of decayed teeth, missing teeth, and filled teeth. And we need to start looking, and there exist already different other methods that are more comprehensive to measure oral health.
Now, decayed, missing, and filled teeth, When they do that, they don't even use x-rays, do they?
That's right. It's a strictly visual examination, and it doesn't account for erosion. And erosion is a new disease that has appeared in the course of my career. When I was a young dentist, I seldom saw erosion. And when I saw enamel erosion as a young dentist in the 70s, it was usually associated with a serious medical condition.
Like bulimia?
Bulimia. Well, bulimia was starting. We didn't see all that much either. This is a pretty modern disease as well. But people who have serious reflux, acid reflux.
Oh, good.
Yes. And there was a recent statistic that was issued about a couple of years ago that showed that 57% of children age 11 to 14 have sign of enamel erosion on their teeth. And yet, when surveys are done about oral health, erosion is not measured. It's not included in measuring health. And I think it needs to be.
So let me just explain erosion for folks. Erosion, it looks like you take a tooth, our molars, I think everybody can picture a molar in their head, and they pretty much have like little four mountain peaks. And if you can picture each of those peaks as being a crater, having a crater on top, just like the top of a volcanic mountain would have a crater on top. Well, that crater is an eroded area, usually from acid, where the enamel has been dissolved away, and now you can see a little depression, a little rounded depression, and you can see a color, a yellow color material, which is the dentin. So, yeah, I've seen that too, and of course we didn't learn about it. We don't really know for sure the process that causes it, although we think we have a pretty good idea, don't we?
Yes, well, it's generally speaking, it's an imbalance. There's too much acid in the mouth. The mouth is an amazing organ. We can do so many things with the mouth. And one of the elements that exists in the mouth is the saliva. And the saliva has buffering ability. So what that means is the saliva has the ability to neutralize the acid in the mouth, but it's a very slow process. The saliva needs at least 2 hours to achieve that.
To get back to normal,
to reduce the pH or the acidity in the mouth back to neutral.
Okay.
And what happens today, part of the many factors that influence enamel erosion is that we have something in our mouth almost all the time. So the kids are sipping on juices or pop or whatnot. And by the way, juices are not really much healthier than pop because they contain a lot of sugar and they're also very acid.
Right.
So the teeth are living or bathing in a constantly acidic environment, and that's why the enamel melts. In Ottawa, I describe enamel erosion as when we have the ice sculptures during the Winterlude Festival in February. When we get a really warm day, those ice sculptures start melting. And I describe enamel erosion like that. It's like the enamel of the teeth starts melting away.
Yeah.
Because it's bathing in acid all the time.
I've actually described it that way. It looks like, almost looks like a candle that you've been burning for a little while.
Also, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, hey, when we come back, and we do have to go to a break, we're going to talk a little bit about how people can do a better job of protecting their teeth. So there are ways that you can still have pop and still have juice, but not be so damaging to your teeth. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Dr. Mario Pettiso, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer James and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Decide Dentistry, the leader in high-quality cosmetic and restorative dentistry in Central Ohio, now offers the latest technology, fast braces. It's fast, safe, and affordable compared to traditional braces. This new technology of fast braces allows for less treatment time, and that means the patients save time and money, achieving the best smile possible. Dr. Desai is also a provider of six-month smiles and Invisalign. She's very well known for her crown and bridge work, too. Visit DecideDentistry.com. Dr. Desai Dentistry, brightening lives one smile at a time.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitsko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Okay, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitsko, and my guest today is Dr. Mario Pettiso. She is the founder of Shaping the Future of Dentistry, challenging dentists to change in ways that require more than simply acquiring new technical skills. And before the break, we were talking about how certain foods, especially liquids like juices and pop that are acidic, actually cause erosion of the enamel, cause our teeth to erode away. And so I promised that we would talk about ways that people can still have pop and juice. And one way that I know of, Dr. Pettiso, you tell me if this is right or not, is to, if you're going to have a soda or you're going to have a glass of juice, go ahead and take it and drink it and have it and complete it. Have it all done in about 5 or 10 minutes. Just drink it down and then rinse your mouth with water and then move on with your day. If you do that, you only expose the teeth to the acidic levels that are dangerous for about that 10 minutes or so, because the water helps bring it back to neutral quicker. And then, but if you don't do that, that's when you get into trouble, correct?
That is so right. That is so right. Sipping on anything that is acidic is deadly for your teeth. So yes, if you're going to enjoy a treat, which shouldn't be every day, by the way,
okay.
It should be exactly the way you describe it. You drink it, and when you're done with it, go rinse your mouth, and that's it. And then you shouldn't have more than maybe one or two a week.
Okay. And people don't even realize they're doing this because they sit at their desk and they have a drink, usually a soda pop, and they'll take a little swig and then they'll go back to typing and emailing and doing whatever they do for work. And then they take another sip, and before they know it, or actually before their dentist knows it, their teeth have been bathed in acid the entire day, all week, every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There are other traps as well that people don't realize. If you put milk and sugar in your coffee, it's just as deadly as drinking pop all day long. And there's also a new trend that I found that's been happening for maybe 10 years now, is those wonderful waters where you go to those nice hotels or nice restaurants and they offer you melon water or lemon water and whatnot. And
of course, I always wonder how long those lemons have been floating in there. But anyway, go ahead. Don't you?
And they're nice to have, but they're also dangerous to sip on.
Really?
So if people fall into the habit of sipping on water all day long, and they always put some lemon juice in it and drop a few quarters of lemon in there, it is very dangerous for the enamel of our teeth as well. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. Now, tell me about the cream and sugar. If you do cream and, say, a Splenda or Equal or Sweet and Low, is it the same?
Then you don't get the calories. However, coffee by itself is acidic a little bit. So,
but it's worse with
coffee,
the sugar?
I'm sorry?
It's worse with cream and sugar, you're saying, to your teeth?
Well, with the cream and sugar, if you have any dairy products in there, there are natural sugars in the dairy products.
Right, lactose?
And yes, exactly. That's a natural sugar. However, if you replace the sugar with Splenda or something like that, then you eliminate that aspect of the sugar and the calories. But coffee by itself is acidic, and if you put milk or cream in it, then you have the sugars in the dairy product.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Now, I don't know. I like to talk about the fact. Well, first of all, you told me that the mouth is an amazing organ, and I like to say that our smile or our mouth is involved in every laugh, every chew, every word, every kiss.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's
the gateway to the world for us.
Exactly.
It's also how we're perceived by others, how we get nutrition, and so we really need to take care of it. Is tooth decay preventable?
Totally. Absolutely.
You sound so sure of yourself. I mean, you practice for 38 years.
It's a huge challenge. It is a huge challenge. I'd like to make a little, how do I say, I'm lacking the word right now. That tooth decay is the end result of a disease called caries.
Right. My wife's name is Carrie, but we're not talking about her.
Okay. It's caries with an S.
C-A-R-I-E-S. C-A-R-I-E-S. Caries.
C-A-R-I-E-S. That's correct. And caries is a multifactorial disease. There are so many things that enter into caries. And basically, reduced to its smallest expression, caries is something that happens in the mouth. But the exterior factors that come in, that enter the body, are affecting the environment in the mouth. If that environment falls out of balance, eventually the enamel of our teeth starts degrading, demineralizing, and eventually the enamel is so weak that it collapses. And when it collapses, even if it's a very tiny collapse, it creates a cavity. And that is the very end result of the disease known as caries. And as the cavity grows, then you can have an infection, you need a root canal treatment or an extraction and whatnot. So it's a long, lengthy process in which many elements enter into account. And because of that, it is a big challenge, but it is totally preventable. And it is about knowing how to keep the balance, the equilibrium in the mouth, to keep the bacteria count down, to keep the acidity level at a neutral, in a neutral zone, so that the enamel of our teeth has a chance to remain intact.
Okay. So you're proposing or suggesting that dentists be much more thorough than maybe we have been as far as looking for those little opaque spots, those places where you can see the enamel is under attack, starting to change, somewhat demineralized?
Exactly. We have to start looking at the areas where you mentioned opaque spots. So we talk about white spots or brown spots, and we have to note these. And today there's technologies to measure demineralization on teeth as well. So it is possible to track reversible changes on the enamel, those opaque spots that you mentioned, those white spots, those brown spots, and not say, oh, we're just going to watch that, it's okay, it's not a cavity yet, don't worry. We need to move on, and when we see these spots as a warning sign, as a red flag, say, uh-oh, something is out of balance in this mouth. What is it, and what do we need to address to rebalance this mouth before irreversible changes such as cavities happen?
Okay, so now we're talking about finding them earlier. Do you use a Diagna dent, or did you in practice?
There's Diagna dent. That's a very good instrument. There's also the Canary, which measures demineralization of enamel even under sealants and even under fillings. So it's an instrument that is far more sophisticated than the Kevo Diagna dent, and allows dentists to track the changes on a tooth. So let's say I see a child in my office and I notice some areas, or I can even do a scan of the complete mouth with the instrument and note all the areas that are demineralized and then suggest a plan of action so that we can actually remineralize those areas and remeasure the progress of those lesions in a year, in 2 years, and whatnot, so that we're very proactive with our patients and helping our patients not develop cavities.
I see.
So, by measuring the demineralization and prescribing remineralization treatments.
Such as MI paste.
There's also the application of fluoride varnish on a scheduled basis, depending on how much at risk the patient and how out of balance the patient is.
Well, I will say that some people are a little bit resistant to accepting treatment on teeth that you're telling them there's not a cavity yet, but it's demineralization. Did you see that in your practice where people don't, they don't seem to get it? It's like, what do you mean I need this procedure, which I have to pay for? I don't see a cavity. It's not broken there.
Yes, yes. There's still that attitude. I found, though, that when we take the time to talk and to show and to explain that, you know, I see this white spot on your child's tooth, and this is the beginning of a cavity. And a tooth that remains whole is always going to be a stronger, better tooth than any filling we can put on any teeth in the world. And when we start putting it under this perspective, that we tell a parent or we tell an adult that I see this on your tooth and I can help you keep your tooth stronger and better, and on the long run actually save you a lot of money if we manage to remineralize that tooth now before the enamel starts collapsing. And when things are explained in a rational way, in a way that makes sense, people usually say, yeah, I think it makes sense to do that treatment.
Okay. Now, you use the word canary because that's the name of that device that will detect these early demineralization areas. And I was thinking in preparing for this show that the mouth is kind of like the canary in the coal mine, that mm-hmm. where the mouth goes, so does the body. Would you agree?
Exactly, exactly. And this is the model that I propose as well, is that dentists start seeing what we diagnose in the mouth, what we see in the mouth as, you know, the signs that a canary would give in the mine. So in the mine, when the canary stops singing, it's time to exit the mine because you know that the air is no longer of good enough quality to survive in the mine. But the miners who've been a long time in mines, they pay attention to the song of the canary as well.
Okay.
So this is the way I feel that dentists should move, is to start paying attention to more of the things and realize that what we see in the mouth has an impact on the rest of the body. And for me, I cannot help but draw parallels between enamel erosion and the rise of obesity in our society.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that when we come back from the break. Is it fair to say that you believe that the most important aspect of shaping the future of dentistry is for dentists to think of the mouth as the source of health empowerment?
Absolutely.
Okay, it all kind of starts with the mouth. Okay.
It all begins there.
Okay, now what we're going to do in a minute here is we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And so before we do, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and when I give the question, the winner is going to receive free flowers delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon from Weistember Florist. The phone number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-9769. And the question is, my guest, Dr. Mario Pettiso, believes that the most important aspect of shaping the future of dentistry is for dentists to think of the mouth as the source of health empowerment. Is that true or false? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Go ahead and call 459-9769. 459-9769. Call now.
Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
You made a resolution to have a better career in 2013. Let me help you. At Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, we have new classes starting on April 13th and July 27th. Hi, this is Kendra, owner owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, located in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center. Keeping some resolutions is hard. Getting a better career is easy, fast, and affordable at Assist to Succeed of Columbus's board-approved dental assisting school. You can train to become a dental assistant in just 10 Saturdays in a real-world dental office, not a schoolroom, while many other schools will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 or more. Plus books and lab fees, Assist to Succeed's dental assisting program is less than $5,000, and that covers everything. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Again, courses are offered April 13th and July 27th. Don't delay. Space is limited and classes are filling up. Call me today at 740-602-1250 or go to assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com.
Hi, my name is Jeff. I've been a member at Premier at Saunal Athletic Club for quite a while. I wanted to do this radio spot because I love and believe in the club, and I know you will too. If you want to improve your health and fitness, relax by the pool, or wondering how to get the kids active, a friendly and professional staff at Premier will help you in every possible way. I think it's important to say, this club is incredibly clean. It's why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Join in April for your summer membership and receive a free month. No contracts and no enrollment fees. Call 336-CLUB. That's 336-CLUB. Cheers.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kütko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko at aol.com.
Okay, we're back. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have Dr. Mario Pettiso on the line with us. So, Dr. Pettiso, would you please pick a number from 1 to 4?
Okay. Do I have to tell you?
Yeah, to say it out loud.
3.
Okay, you're going to pick number 3. Okay, so what we do is we have Scoop, Joan, Roger, and Mary on the line, and so you pick 3. That would be Roger. Hey, Roger, how are you?
Fine. How you doing?
Good, good. Do you have an answer for us today?
True.
It is true, isn't it, Dr. Pettiso?
It is true.
Okay. Hey, Roger, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I service the bowling equipment.
You service bowling equipment. That's really cool. I've never met anybody that does. You go back in the back and fix those machines?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. How'd you learn how to do that?
I did it in the service.
Wow. That's really neat. That's really cool. Okay. Hey, do you have dental insurance doing it?
Yes.
You do? Great. Good to know the guy back there has dental insurance, so you can keep your teeth nice and clean and shiny too, right?
Yes, sir.
Keep them for a lifetime. Okay. Well, hey, Scoop, Joan, and Mary, please call back next week. Roger, stay on the line because my producer's going to get your information so we can send you the flowers from Vice Denver, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for listening. All right, Dr. Pettiso. So, you made Roger's day.
Excellent. How was that?
Okay. Now, we were talking before the break. We were talking about erosion and how the, basically, as the mouth goes, so does the body. We're talking about the canary in the coal mine. And so with children who are allowed to get that nursing bottle caries where every tooth is just rotten to the nubbins, what are the kinds of things that that affects?
Oh, so many things. You mentioned earlier that the smile in the mouth is our gateway to the world. And this is exactly what happens. So when a young child develops, it's called also... early childhood caries.
Okay.
So baby bottle syndrome.
Right.
They have difficulty, they have pain, they don't sleep well, they have difficulty learning, and if they're in school, they're afraid to smile. It affects everything about them and the way the world perceives them as well. So it's the most terrible disease that can happen to a young child.
Yeah, you certainly don't want them to have that as a start in life, do you?
It's the worst possible way to start life.
Right. So, parents, if you're listening, do not send your baby to bed with a bottle unless it has water in it. Just plain water. With fluoride, even better, right?
Yes. Fluoridated water is good. At night, absolutely. Water only. And people may not know, but that includes breastfeeding. So for young mothers who are breastfeeding on demand, once the teeth have erupted in the mouth, once your baby has a few teeth, it is important to stop breastfeeding at night. And if you choose to continue breastfeeding at night, it will be really, really important that you wipe your baby's teeth before he or she goes back to sleep.
Because one of the things, first of all, that'll wipe off any of the milk sugar that may be on there, but it also kind of ensures that they're going to swallow that last little bit, because even if it's breast milk, if it's sitting in their mouth, they haven't swallowed that last little bit. Now the teeth are being bathed in sugar.
Exactly.
And acid eventually, right?
Exactly.
Because the acid comes from the bacteria that metabolize the sugar.
That's right. That's right.
So you don't have to put Mountain Dew in your mouth to have acid in your mouth.
Happens from the bacteria. And what's interesting about those bacteria is those bacteria are acid-loving. So the more acid the environment in the mouth is, the more those bacteria thrive. They multiply, and you have more and more of those bacteria in numbers as well.
Now, you mentioned earlier that we don't want to watch things. We don't want to watch cavities get bigger, and I'm a big proponent of that. I never watch things because I know I'll just be watching them get bigger, and why not fix it when it's small? Or in the case of remineralization, prevent it from ever becoming a full-fledged cavity. But I can't see, it's hard for me to get that message through to some other dentists. Do you think dentists are disease facilitators?
Well, that's my point of view. And I think many healthcare professionals are. We've been so trained to diagnose disease and to learn how to treat it that we get buried, because as we learn more and more fancy ways of diagnosing and treating disease, we become entrenched in that mindset of finding disease and treating it. And we can move along that continuum in a direction that will really make us health professionals, and it's by focusing on health and enabling our patients to achieve and maintain more optimal health. But right now what we see is the tendency is, don't worry, I'll fix it for you and everything will be fine. And that's not quite the reality, because a fixed tooth is never quite as good as a tooth that has never been damaged.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. So we want to prevent them if we can.
Yes.
We want to treat them when they're small, if at all possible, so that they never develop into full-fledged cavities and ruin this tooth. I saw some statistics actually on your video that says 70% of men and 50% of women will be obese by the year 2020. That's only 7 years away.
Actually, you know what? We've overdone it already.
Oh, we've already eaten more than that?
Well, in Canada, we had a huge health survey in Canada to measure health of our population. And in 2010, we have determined that we have 62% of our population in Canada of people who are either obese or overweight. So we're going to overshoot the 2020 provisions.
Wow. And of course, You don't get obese or overweight by not eating too much, which means there's an awful lot of soda pop, an awful lot of snacking going on, and none of that is good for your teeth, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
I mean, I guess you could get overweight by eating nothing but apples, but most people don't get fat that way, do they?
Usually not. I think in large part, there's a lot of mindless eating happening in 2013, and it's a typical sign of our society. I think a lot of it happens from not being mindful of what we put in our mouth, and we tend to walk around with something in our hand that we shove in our mouth and without really paying attention of what we're doing. And I think we need to start paying attention.
I agree. Now, we also have this issue where you and I know, because we're in the trenches and we've seen this, we know this tooth decay is just rampant. It's you just can't get away. It's amazing the size of the cavities and the number of teeth that you see where young people, I mean, you can't turn on the evening news and see a witness to this or somebody being interviewed where they're not missing visibly missing teeth, and they look like they're in their 20s or 30s, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so there, you mentioned in our discussions that there seems to be this gap in the perception of trust and value between dentists and the public. So clearly, there's a disconnect. If people really knew what we knew and trusted us, that we were looking out for them, they wouldn't be walking around with missing teeth. They would have taken care of them. So what can we do about that?
Well, what can we do about trust and value? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, because it looks to me like the public isn't putting a high enough value. I had a discussion yesterday with a friend of mine, and she's probably, I don't know, I'm going to say pushing 60, has, you know, healthy teeth, all of her teeth. And she said she was, she'd gotten together with a few friends the other day, and she looked in their mouth, and it's like she didn't even have to look in their mouth. She looked at them, and they had, you know, blackened teeth and missing teeth. And she looked at them, and she goes, "Man, what are you guys thinking? Go to the dentist. Why aren't you going to the dentist? It can't all be cost, right?"
Yeah. I think there's more to it than that. There's a lot of fear still today of going to the dentist. And so when it comes to trust and value from both sides, I think it's important that dentists be willing to listen to their patients and travel along their own journey towards health and pay attention to what their needs are. It's easy to get lost as a dentist into diagnosing disease and providing everybody with a treatment plan. And all the treatment plans we always provide are individualized. However, I like to say that I've never seen a set of teeth walking all by itself in my office. They're usually attached to a person, and it's a person we must treat and listen to. And I think if dentists start listening a little bit more to what their true patients' needs are, maybe trust and value will start gaining and make progress.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. What I have found is in most cases, it's really fear. It's fear of the unknown. They're afraid of dental care because they've heard that it's unpleasant. Parents knowingly pass that fear on to their kids. I've known of parents to use going to the dentist as a potential punishment. If you don't behave, I'm going to take you to the dentist and have them take all of your teeth out. You know, silly things like that. And even well-meaning parents who come bring their child to the dentist at a young age, I've had them, those who chose not to come back into the room, the first thing they said when we were finished with the child's filling appointment and we opened up the door to the reception room, they would say, "How was it? Did you get a shot? Did it hurt?" Well, the child didn't even know they'd had a shot. And no, it didn't hurt. But now they're looking at that. Now they're thinking in their mind, well, gee, maybe was that supposed to hurt? Maybe it's going to hurt next time. Right?
Yes, exactly. The children are very good at reading between the lines. And then the parents wonder why the child is so afraid the next time around.
You're
very right.
We did a charity event called Team Smile here in Columbus in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets hockey team and the Delta Dental Foundation. And one of the children that sat in my chair was so afraid of the needle that every time I went to reach for something, she wanted to see if I had a needle in my hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty good at getting people through these visits and calming them and saying, you know, everything's fine. No, it's not a needle, blah, you know, all of that. But, and we took a lot of time with her. We had our teacher there to talk to her and soothe her and console her. I had her numb without her knowing that I'd used a needle. Went ahead and I was able to drill the decay from her tooth. And we were ready to fill. Now, you know, I'm doing a composite. So guess what? The little conditioning gel, the blue gel, it has has a little tip on it. It looks like a needle.
That's right.
And guess what? The composite, the filling material, is a compule. It's a little squirt gun. It looks like a needle, too. We had a heck of a time getting her to let me finish because everything I picked up looked like a needle.
That's right. Right. Imagine a scenario like this, Dr. Kvitko, where we could have been able to prevent that cavity from happening altogether, that there would be a part of a dental office where it's a learning center where children learn how to care for their teeth so that they don't develop cavities.
Well, you know, the neat thing about this event and Team Smile, you can check them out, teamsmile.org. is the charity that we worked with. I was just the lead dentist that tried to help bring it all together, but they actually had oral hygiene instruction stations. So every child that came was given oral hygiene instruction, how to brush, what were good foods, what were bad foods, and it's sponsored in part by Colgate. So it was actually a pretty good program for
fantastic.
Yes, I thought you'd like to hear that. So we have to think of the person. We have to first connect with the person. And once we've connected with the person and we've learned how to deal with their fears and their concerns, then we'll get to work on those teeth that, like you said, don't walk in the office by themselves.
That's right. That's right.
So it comes down to people skills, listening, empathy, those kinds of things. Okay.
Exactly. Putting ourselves in the other person's shoes and listening for the purpose of really hearing what they're saying and then go along and share our knowledge and our wisdom with them along the road.
Okay. Hey, we have to go to another break, so stay with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I am here with Dr. Marielle Pettiso, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-258.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. We have Dr. Marielle Pettiso with us. She is the founder of Shaping the Future of Dentistry. challenging dentists to change in ways that require more than simply acquiring new technical skills. And actually what she's trying to do is get dentists to be more proactive to prevent decay in the first place by working with children and their parents. Would you say that's a good characterization, Dr. Pettisau?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is. And also for dentists to network with other healthcare professionals so that the knowledge that we have about caries and oral health are shared with other health professionals so that together we can make a difference.
Okay. Now, I was also reading a statistic. Mm-hmm. This is one that is cited on the Canadian Dental Association's website and as well as yours, and that is 56 to 85% of children drink one can of soda a day, which I think is amazing. But then, even worse, 20% are drinking 12 cans of soda a day?
Yes, that's right.
I couldn't even drink 12 cans of water a day. That's a lot of liquid.
Yes. Well, it does happen. It does happen. And when you go to certain restaurants, I haven't seen that lately, but I remember traveling on the road one day, and we stopped at a restaurant chain, and we ordered, my husband and I ordered, you know, what we wanted. And at the table next to us, there was a family, a mother, father, and a son. And that particular restaurant promoted, there was a special that you could have a whole pitcher of soda for the price of a large drink. And each one of them had their own pitcher.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as kind of crazy as I first thought that Mayor Giuliani, who wanted to decrease or make it unlawful,
yes.
Bloomberg, that's right, Bloomberg, to not have drinks over 16 ounces.
Yes.
What you just said kind of makes that more, maybe a better idea than I realized.
And you know, it goes in together with obesity. So for me, this is what I want to draw attention to. I think, generally speaking, health professionals are very focused on being or providing care that is evidence-based or advancing ideas that are evidence-based. And this has served us well and will continue to serve us well. But there are certain instances where we will never be able to establish a direct link between obesity and erosion, for instance, or something like that. But I think we need to be wise enough to recognize that those parallel evolutions of those diseases go hand in hand. And if we make recommendations for one aspect of that coin, it will also affect the other aspect of that same coin. So what I'm trying to say, for instance, is if dentists start telling their patients, say no to sweet drinks, whether it's a juice or a pop, I don't care, just say no to that, then the level of acidity in the mouth will reduce, the amount of sugar will reduce, which in turn will affect the number of cavity-producing bacteria like the Streptococcus mutans. And at the same time, it will have an impact on general health, reducing the incidence of obesity.
I see. Now, there have been some things in the headlines lately about dental decay and dental issues. Can you tell me a little bit about what we're seeing?
Well, I think that the latest, the most recent headlines that really was disturbing was that young boy who died in Maryland.
DeMonte Driver?
DeMonte, I'm sorry?
DeMonte Driver.
Yes, that's correct. That's him. He died as a result of a tooth infection that had started with a cavity. And this, to me, should not be happening in first world countries.
Right.
In the 21st century. What should also make the headlines is the fact that there are many more children who are seen in emergency departments of children hospitals, and who are treated under general anesthesia because of serious tooth infections. And we never see this in headlines.
Right.
And we should, because many of those kids are admitted via the emergency department, and they're admitted and they're being treated with IV antibiotics because they have such a serious tooth infection that it threatens their life.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we're able to save them, but we shouldn't be seeing these things
today. I know, I agree. Hey, I just realized we're up against another break, so we're going to go to a commercial. When we come back, we'll have just a few minutes for wrap-up. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Decide Dentistry, the leader in high-quality cosmetic and restorative dentistry in Central Ohio, now offers the latest technology, fast braces. It's fast, safe, and affordable compared to traditional braces. This new technology of fast braces allows for less treatment time, and that means the patients save time and money, achieving the best smile possible. Dr. Desai is also a provider of six-month smiles and Invisalign. She's very well known for her crown and bridge work, too. Visit DecideDentistry.com. Dr. Desai Dentistry, brightening lives one smile at a time.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
You made a resolution to have a better career in 2013. Let me help you. At Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, we have new classes starting on April 13th and July 27th. Hi, this is Kendra, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, located in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center. Keeping some resolutions is hard. Getting a better career is easy, fast, and affordable at Assist to Succeed of Columbus's board-approved Dental Assisting School. You can train to become a dental assistant in just 10 Saturdays and real-world dental office, not a schoolroom, while many other schools will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 or more. Plus books and lab fees, Assist to Succeed's dental assisting program is less than $5,000, and that covers everything. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Again, courses are offered April 13th and July 27th. Don't delay. Space is limited and classes are filling up. Call me today at 740-602-1250 or go to Assist to Succeed of Columbus. Columbus.com.
So I put on my makeup, put a smile on my face, and if anyone asks me, everything is okay.
Okay, and we're back. And Dr. Pettis, we are a little short of time, so I wanted to ask you, as a closing comment or thought, first of all, if somebody wants to reach you, how could they do that?
They can reach me through my website. There's a contact page there, and they can reach me easily through the website via email.
And the website is?
Is shapingthefutureofdentistry.org.
Got it. Okay. What would you say as closing thoughts?
As closing thoughts, teeth are so precious. And enamel is a non-renewable resource. It's important to protect it. So to everybody listening, please wait at least 2 hours between snacks and meals. Say no to sweet drinks. And sweet drinks are really only good for hummingbirds.
Okay. Well, that's really cool. And I can tell we really only scratched the surface, or maybe eroded the surface if I want to be clever. So maybe we can have you back on the show at some point down the road. Okay?
I would love to be back, Dr. Kvitko. It would be my pleasure.
That sounds great. All right, so let me just tell folks, if podcasts of these shows are available at dentallyspeaking.com and iTunes, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko, and go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko, Metnus and Associates, and like us. We'd appreciate that. And when you go there, it'll give you a chance, if you'd like, to donate to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, where we raise money to do things like Team Smile and do things like Dentistry from the Heart, which we have coming up on June 14th, which is an all-day, full day of free dentistry for everyone interested. All right. Next week, I'll have Ian McNichol of WEO Media as my guest on the show, and we'll be discussing what to look for as you search dental office websites. So to be sure and join me next Sunday and every Sunday from 8 until 9. Goodbye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.